And now, to our first guest.
The last time Welton spoke with Amber Cantorna on this program, her powerful book, Unashamed, was just coming out. It was a memorable interview. It's available at stateofbelief.com. And we've been meaning to invite her back to the show for quite a while now. That's why when we saw that the upcoming The Christian Case Against Conversion Therapy webinar featured Amber's name prominently in the description, we quickly made the call. She said yes, and so, Amber Cantorna, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me back.
The webinar is coming up on Tuesday, August 24th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Central. What's on the agenda?
Well, the goal is to really talk about conversion therapy and specifically to address the new documentary that recently released on Netflix, Pray Away, which really addresses the harms of conversion therapy, both nationwide and around the world.
A lot of people are actually surprised every time we talk about it that this practice even happens anymore. Thankfully, it's things like that film, Pray Away, that has helped raise awareness this time around. But what's the specific goal of this webinar?
Well, I think what we are seeing a lot of is that, the more conservative leaning people tend to not realize the harm that conversion therapy does to LGBT people of faith. And the people that lean more liberal often don't realize that this practice is even going on. And so the goal of both Pray Away and of the webinar next week is to really raise awareness of what is going on in our country in the name of faith, in the name of God, that is actually taking the lives of LGBTQ people.
We regularly feature voices from Good Faith Media and Baptist News Global on the show. We've also introduced our listeners to the Q Christian Fellowship in the past. How did this collaboration come about and how did you get involved?
Well, I think the collaboration began with Baptist News Global's Mark Wingfield, and I write a monthly column for them. And so he reached out to me to represent Baptist News in the webinar. But really, it's a collaboration of, like you said, Good Faith Media, Q Christian Fellowship, I believe. Darren Calhoun will also be on the webinar representing the board of Q Christian. And it's really just a way to bring these people together to dialogue, to start conversations, to raise awareness, and to share stories of people's own experience of ex-gay and conversion therapy.
Amber, would you talk about your own experiences with the quackery of so-called conversion therapy? Who in your life has been affected?
Well, I myself have been affected, and I'll tell you why. Because I really believe that conversion therapy is not just a program. You don't have to enroll in an ex-gay conversion therapy program like Exodus to be really affected by the harms of conversion therapy. Conversion therapy is this idea. It's a system of belief that teaches Christians, that teaches LGBTQ people that being gay, that being trans, that being bisexual is not okay. It is inherently wrong in the eyes of God, and that there is something that needs to be changed, healed, or fixed about you. And so it's not just these programs that are trying to change and fix people. It is this system of belief that is permeating our churches. It's permeating the pulpits. It's permeating our family dialogue and discussions and our dinner tables about really our intrinsic worth and who is valued and who is not valued and who is welcome and not welcome at the table of God. And so these conversations are important to raise awareness of the harms that are being done, because really these programs and these systems of belief are teaching LGBT people that they are not okay, that they are inherently wrong, sinful, need to be fixed or changed. And that then creates this psychological warfare inside them to try and separate who they are, their sexual orientation or their gender identity, from their faith and their relationship with Christ. And so our goal is to really reframe that narrative and let people know that they can be both LGBTQ plus and or a person of faith.
I haven't seen the film, to be honest, but does that include stories? And are you referencing experiences of the same kind of, false science actually being applied to women as well?
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, the documentary features two females that were also held up as poster child, especially Julie Rogers, but also Yvette Cantu-Schneider, who I just hosted an interview with this last week. Both of them are featured prominently in the documentary and share their stories of conversion therapy as well.
Before we started on the air, we were talking about a small world of activism, but it's also a small world in an interesting way of people featured in this film. I hadn't realized Julie Rogers was also in the film. She's got an amazing new book out.
She does.
She's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, wonderful.
Talking about that. Outloved, right?
Outlove, yes.
Outlove. Is there an aspect of this ex-gay abuse that is being applied to transgender people in new and cruel ways? Because this really is the population in the crosshairs of political religious right propaganda right now. Are they also using this weapon against trans lives and identities?
They are now. I don't know that that has always been the case. You know, if you watch the documentary, it's interesting because they feature primarily people who identified as gay and lesbian in the film. And I think historically, that's what conversion therapy has been known for, is trying to fix people from gay to straight. You know, but at the time that conversion therapy rose to the surface, transgender identities weren't being talked about very much at that time. So that really wasn't featured much in their programs or in the documentary. However, now, because, you know, with marriage equality and some of those things coming to the surface, I feel like as we move towards better equality for gay and lesbian people, we now are seeing a rise and a push against people who identify as transgender. The only person that they featured in the documentary that was currently engaged in conversion therapy was a person that said they were a transgender previously and now were no longer so. And so it's, you know, of course, the documentary is hard to watch and quite triggering for people who identify as LGBTQ. But I think it's such an important conversation to realize that this is not just something of the past, that this is still very much alive and well now, and that people like Jeffrey McCall, who is the individual I was just mentioning in the film, are still claiming that they were previously transgender, they are no longer, and that Jesus has saved them from this.
A few minutes ago, you mentioned dominance as sort of the operative process, if not even the objective of this kind of dehumanizing quote unquote therapy. And it does strike me that it puts straight males in a position of determining the acceptability of the very humanity or identity of other people. And that, to me, can't be separated from the crisis that's currently racking so many churches regarding the role and the abuse of women.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and you do see that in the documentary, the majority of this is driven by white straight males, that they are creating the status quo, so to speak. And we are seeing that, you know, patriarchy, white supremacy, those kind of things still being very much at the forefront of these discussions and the need for more diversity, more inclusion everywhere to help break down those systems. I think one of the most fascinating things is the research Kathy Baldock is currently doing with her new book that will release, I believe, in November, called Forging a Sacred Weapon, How the Bible Became Anti-Gay. And really the research that she's uncovered around the white straight males who were the ones to initially put the word homosexuality into the Bible, and virtually how it was a mistake. And she's got the research to prove it. She's found the people who were involved. And it really, I think, has the power to change history, the course of history for LGBT people moving forward.
Can't wait for that. Thank you. What else do you think most people still don't know, if there is anything, about the effect of this misguided practice of conversion therapy?
Well, I think going back to what I mentioned earlier is that people often believe that conversion therapy is only for those who enroll in a program. They go to either a therapist or a group, a support group, where they are trying to be fixed or healed. But really, it's not just that. I mean, I myself never actually enrolled in a conversion therapy program. However, my story is the perfect example of the harms of conversion therapy. You know, my father was in a very high position at Focus on the Family for over 30 years, and their belief that being gay was inherently wrong is what tore our family apart. And my family completely disowned me when I came out. I haven't had contact with them in almost a decade. And so I feel like internalized homophobia is alive and well, regardless of whether you engage in a program or not. And I think people need to be aware of that and be aware of the harms of the conversion therapy programs themselves, and the fact that almost 30 states still allow conversion therapy for minors. It is not illegal. It's only illegal in 20 states currently, and there's a few pending. But there are still many states where conversion therapy is legal for minors, and they have no control over it, which really, it boils down to the fact that they are being brainwashed and programmed to hate themselves and to hate who they are. And it creates psychological damage, which leads to substance abuse and self-harm and suicide. And so what we're dealing with is quite serious and is taking the lives of many people.
The tragedy is multiplied for a lot of people because a wedge can get driven between their authentic LGBTQI plus identities and their faith, their religion itself.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's like you're facing an ultimatum to choose between your sexual orientation and your love or your love for God or your faith. And people believe that absolutely is the case, and it just does not have to be. I mean, that was certainly the upbringing that I was taught, which really ripped me apart. I dealt with a great deal of internalized homophobia. I engaged in a lot of self-harm, and I was suicidal because I felt that this disqualified me from being in the family of God, and that because I was gay, I was completely unusable, that God would never be able to use me. Nobody was ever going to want me. I was inherently trash. And that's what I believed about myself. And that is the message that people are receiving about who they are because of something that they have no control over. And I think we need to normalize LGBTQ plus identities and realize that sexual orientation and gender identity are all part of a spectrum of who we are, and that there is no hierarchy. One is not better or greater than the other. They're all beautiful and acceptable ways of living and being, and that needs to be celebrated and normalized so that people are not being pitted against themselves, at war within themselves about their identity and something that they cannot change.
So who's the webinar on Tuesday for, and how can listeners sign up for it?
Well, it's free, so we can certainly give you a link to sign up for it. Everyone is welcome to attend. And it's really for anyone who is interested in dialoguing about conversion therapy, learning more about conversion therapy, learning more about the harms of conversion therapy, and really what the Christian approach is to this moving forward, and how we can kind of change that dialogue and kind of this nuanced conversation moving forward to create better, healthier lives for LGBTQ people, especially those from a faith background. So anyone that's open to having that conversation, to learning more about the appropriate Christian response to conversion therapy is certainly welcome to attend.
We will post the link at stateofbelief.com. And I think it's a powerful title, The Christian Case Against Conversion Therapy. Again, Tuesday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Amber, what have you been focusing on in your work in activism, and how can our listeners follow your writing and your leadership going forward?
Well, one of the projects that I've launched over the last year is the Unashamed Love Collective. And this has become an online private community of LGBTQ people, allies, parents of LGBTQ kids, and affirming faith leaders. And we gather in a private space online, and we read books by LGBTQ authors and allies. We read a different book every month, and then we have dialogues in our group throughout the month. And at the end of the month, we do an online gathering where we host the author of our book and dialogue with them directly. And so it's become a really beautiful space of people that are kind of in all walks of their life, all different spaces of deconstruction, coming out. Everybody's kind of in a different place, and yet we all share such a similar journey and experience. And so it's been a great way to connect and really build lasting relationships in a safe community. And so that's been one of my favorite projects that I've been a part of. And we only open registration twice a year because we'd like to really keep it tight-knit and close and safe for everyone, make sure that it's a safe space for everyone to be seen and heard. But we actually have registration open through the end of August right now. And our new season will launch September 1st. So people that are wanting to engage, people that are wanting to be a part of a community where they just, they're safe, you know, nobody can see who's in there. So they're safe to be out. They're safe to ask hard questions. They're safe to deconstruct. And this next season, we'll be hosting Jennifer Knapp. We'll be hosting Brian McLaren and Kathy Baldock's new book. So we've got a really great lineup of authors and books that we'll be reading. But it's also just a great place to engage in community and build lasting relationships. So if people that are wanting more information about that can go to my website, ambercantorna.com, and click the book club link. And all the information that they need there to register will be available.
Amber Cantorna is a national speaker, thought leader, and author who specializes in bringing messages of diversity, hope, and self-acceptance to those who have been pushed to the margins of faith and sexuality. She is the host of the Unashamed Love Collective, a safe haven for LGBTQ plus people and allies to read, learn, interact with the authors of their books, and gain support. Follow her on social media at Amber N. Cantorna and learn more about her work at ambercantorna.com. The Christian Case Against Conversion Therapy webinar is coming up on Tuesday, August 24th, and we'll link to the registration page from stateofbelief.com. Amber, thank you so much for being back with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.